When you study abroad, your daily routine, culture, and the attitudes of people around you are no longer familiar. The process of recognizing, understanding, and adapting to these changes is called culture shock. In some cases, culture shock can resemble or trigger study abroad depression. If you fear you are on the verge of, or are already in this state, don't try to get through it alone. Don't isolate yourself. So, here are 6 tips for dealing with culture shock. 1. Read through travel websites, guidebooks, news reports, or novels. Talk to people who have been there, or better yet, are from there. Get to know as much as you can about what's considered polite or rude. For example, did you know it's rude to step over someone's bag in Madagascar? And prepare yourself for some of the differences before you go. 2. This may be obvious, but make sure you have goals for your study abroad trip, and make sure they include learning about your host culture. For example, do you love food? Then make it a goal to learn how to cook a local dish. 3. You'll likely know other students who are studying abroad with you. Talk to them about how they feel about your host culture. Ask them how they feel, strategies they've used to cope with cultural differences. Also, learn from them. They may have figured out something you're still confused about, like why everyone keeps saying a particular phrase, or how to politely say no when your host mother insists you finish everything on your plate. 4. Of course, you'll learn even more if you make local friends. They're experts in their own culture and will be able to explain all the crazy little questions you have. And if they're a truly good friend, they'll pull you aside and tell you if you're unwittingly doing something offensive or weird. 5. Throughout every stage of culture shock, try to put your own worldview in your pocket and try to understand the world the way your host culture does. Maybe you don't agree with some philosophies, or maybe it doesn't make sense within your own cultural context, and it doesn't have to. Just try to understand where they're coming from. 6. Part of your feelings of culture shock may be because you feel like too much of an outsider, so get involved in your local community as much as possible. If you went to church at home, go to church there. If you volunteered at home, find a volunteer project in your host city. Join a sports team, go to major festivals, and make this new home a home.